relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Is it Schrödinger's cat or is it the Heisenberg principle? Which one is it? Or is it the thing about the tree falling in the forest on the desert island? Oh my gosh, I only did 3 years of philosophy and I'm still trying to recover. But why do I ask these questions? Because it's about what's happening in the news. When is a cage not a cage? We're going to ask AOC later today because she has a rather plastic relationship with the truth in the original meaning of the word plastic, or rather... flexible relationship to verity, to actual truth and reality. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Are you ready for 3 hours of fun with some amazing guests? We're going to dedicate the second hour of our show today to the concept of rebuilding the right. And we're going to do that with our newest buddy, our newest colleague here at Salem Radio, none other than Dinesh D'Souza and that radio maven, Larry Elder as well for the whole hour. Lisa Marie Booth, that titan, that warrior princess lioness from Fox News will be joining us, as well as our West Coast warrior princess, Jennifer Horn, and so, so much more. The number here is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. And you can also text us at our Patriot Mobile. The good guys, Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone company, patriotmobile.com. Text line, the number I respond to the text myself, 703-869-1262. Do I sound caffeinated? Do I sound over-caffeinated? Calm down, Gorka. We have important things to discuss, and we can't do them at the speed of Larry Elder, because nobody can do it at the speed of Larry Elder. Okay, so, when can one little soundbite, one 20-second soundbite, tell you everything you need to know about the state of conservative politics, the state of the swamp? Well, here it is. I actually heard it on my way to work to the studio today. We might have to have me repeat the words, but it was from a press conference, a fresh press conference, where the GOP leader Kevin McCarthy was speaking, and then afterwards he was asked at the end about Donald Trump's appearance, President Trump's appearance at CPAC this weekend in Florida, the biggest conservative event of the year. And after he responded, Liz Cheney, the woman who, as the third most powerful, third highest ranking Republican in Congress, voted to impeach Donald Trump. They asked her, and it is a summation of the challenges we face. Let's listen to Audio Cut 13, Play Cuts.
Yes, he should.
That's up to CPAC. I've been clear in my views about President Trump and the extent to which following January 6th, I don't believe that he should be playing a role in the future of the party.
I don't think. But what did she say at the beginning? She said, first, Kevin McCarthy said, yes, I think he should be speaking at CPAC, the biggest conservative event of the year. Then they ask her, the reporter asked Liz Cheney, who's in trouble back in Wyoming, the GOP in Wyoming, not too happy with Liz Cheney, but she's holding her ground. She's standing there. And she says, well, that's up to CPAC. But then she can't control herself. She just has to say it. After voting to prosecute Donald Trump for nothing, she goes on record in front of witnesses saying Donald Trump should have nothing to do with the future of the Republican Party. And there you have it. There you have it. This is the challenge. It's as if the GOP has no idea what happened on November 3rd, 2016. As if the phenomena, the absolutely historic decision by the American people for the first time in our republic's history to choose someone as their commander-in-chief who is neither a retired general nor a politician didn't happen. Didn't create a seismic shockwave through the political system that a man who was laughed at incessantly, not just on the faux comedy, pseudo comedy late night talk shows, but across the establishment on the daytime TV reportage, even amongst his conservatives in the GOP establishment, was ridiculed. Until what? Until he destroyed 16 of his fellow establishment candidates. No weird Andrew Wangs here. We're actually talking about establishment politicians like Mitt Romney. Individuals who, thanks to his success, have been excoriated, have been jettisoned by the American people who forget about being a Republican, simply are united around one concept. It's not individual policies. Ignore the wall, immigration reform, the trade war with China. Forget it. One thing binds us all. And I'm still proud when I go out, when I walk my dog, when I go to the gun store, I'm wearing my MAGA hat. And I got more than one. Many different selections. I choose a different color every day. Why? I don't see myself as political. But I love this country. I chose this country. This country is still, despite the concerted efforts of a radicalized Democrat Party that hates this country, that thinks every other country except Israel is better than us, I still believe this is the greatest nation on earth, with the oldest written constitution based on a sacred, and I mean in the original sense of the word, sacred conceit that we are free men
every single one of us is free. Not because government allows us to live in liberty, but because we are created by our God in his image. Don't give me this deist garbage. Our founding fathers were Christian men of faith. And that's why they put the word creator with a capital C in our founding document, to send a message that this is a very different country. This is a country founded on the concept of objective truth. A truth that is anchored in one thing and one thing alone. Not party affiliation, not political ideology, but in who our God is and what he represents. That's America. And we are going to make it great again. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We're still suspended by YouTube. Go to rumble.com/Seb Gorka for the people who believe in the First Amendment. rumble.com/SEBGORKA. Also, Twitter, Facebook, and our website, sebgorka.com.
Last Thursday, she zoomed into a virtual congressional hearing with just a mess of guns piled on the bookshelf behind her. AR-15 style rifles, a handgun just laying across a bunch of books. Boebert, who's raising four young boys, later tweeted that the guns are not in storage, but are, quote, ready for use. Apparently, she just leaves them out because she fears she may need to fire multiple rounds of ammo into someone who comes into her den. You know, lots of people immediately noted that the use of guns in that way as props and the implicit threat that comes with them has a, you know, long, not necessarily great history among various movements around the globe. Osama bin Laden, for one, liked to pose in front of a bookshelf with a gun prominently displayed.
That's Chris Hayes comparing a newly elected congresswoman to Congress here in D.C. to Osama bin Laden. I wonder what Chris Hayes would think if he saw my house. What do you think he'd think? I think he'd wet his pants. I think he'd probably defecate right there if he saw my man cave. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. We've played it 3 times already. It's going to be an evergreen. Jake Tapper, fake Jake, not a journalist. That's my favorite hashtag today. Fake Jake, not a journalist. Former Democrat staffer. Calling what he saw in D.C. on January the 6th, MAGA terrorism. If you believe in making America great again, you are a terrorist. If you're elected to Congress as a 90-pound woman who is a small business owner, with her own restaurant where she permits her waitresses to carry firearms. I love that. It's in the town of Rifle. I mean, how cool. I mean, just how cool is that? She says to Beto O'Rourke, hell no, you're not taking my AR-15. And on that fame, standing up to that Beta boy gun grabber, I wonder what he's doing now. I wonder what Robert is doing now. She gets elected to Congress. Congress, which, by the way, is in a city that is, let's put it mildly, not exactly Rifle, Colorado. Not the safest place in America. So she wants to exercise her Second Amendment right. It's a civil right. And when she's on a Zoom call from her home, she has weapons behind her.
that are afforded her by her God-given right as an American. Not to hunt whitetails. That's nothing. Nothing to do with the Second Amendment. But to protect herself and to be the last line of defense in our republic against tyranny. But what does Chris Hayes do? He compares her to a photograph of one of the most heinous, diabolical mass murderers in modern history. The architect, the mastermind, the commander of the 9/11 attacks. Do you understand the enormity of that comparison? Lauren Boebert, an elected Republican congresswoman, is like Osama bin Laden. Because that's what people who stand holding guns or have them as quote-unquote props, those are the only people who do that. Chris Hayes, how old is he? He's about 12. He looks about 12, doesn't he? I wonder if he's ever heard of somebody called Winston Churchill. My favorite photograph of Winston Churchill. And not simply because he's smoking a big fat stogie. But because he's holding one of the best submachine guns in modern history. The Thompson, the Tommy gun. The Lion of the United Kingdom. The greatest politician, truly, without any doubt. I'll argue anyone. I don't care who you are. The greatest statesman, the greatest leader, the greatest politician of the modern age, who saved Western civilization from the scourge of fascism and Nazism, who had more than one photograph taken with a fully automatic weapon, unlike Ms. Boebert's semi-automatic rifles. And that lovely little Glock, I have one of those, it's a Glock 43. Handsome little gun. So, Mr. Hayes, Chrissy, is Winston Churchill analogous? Is he in the same category as Osama bin Laden? The bigger point is this. If you voted for Lauren Boebert, if you voted for Donald Trump, if you believe in the Second Amendment, if you really think that human beings should be sovereign individuals whose rights are more important than some elite-defined collective interest, then you are a threat to the likes of Chris Hayes, to the likes of Nancy Pelosi, who still has in place 3.2 miles of 12-foot-high razor-wire-tipped fencing around the Capitol with 7,000 armed guards. God bless the citizen soldiers of the National Guard. But they were never created to be the enemy of the American people. And they are being used as pawns in a political theater that wishes to paint you. If you are one of our 3 million listeners, you are part of that group. You are being depicted as a terrorist, as a domestic threat. When the first terrorist alert bulletin after Joe Robinette Biden is sworn in, issued from the Department of Homeland Security, exclusively focuses on those with a political grievance associated with the results of the last election. That's you. If you think that the CCTV footage of suitcases of ballots in Georgia being pulled from under the table where they had been hidden after the Republican poll watchers are escorted out of the building. If you have a problem with that, if you think the trucking of 200,000 ballots across state lines from New Jersey to Pennsylvania is an issue, then you, by definition, fall into Nancy and Biden and Schumer and Hayes's and Tapper's definition of a terrorist threat. And they mean it. The question is, do we mean it? Are we prepared to fight the political fight that their radicalism necessitates? We'll continue here on America First on the Salem Radio Network with me, Sebastian Gorka. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Professor Shadrach, are you trying to confuse me? Shack Attack. Now, Huey and Lewis in the news. Are you trying to make me feel like it's a Friday?
Every day is a Friday when I'm behind the board.
I like that attitude. Great music, and we're only in, what, the third segment of the show? Loving it. And that's the purpose of bumper music, isn't it? I think it is. Let us be serious about cancel culture. Let us have a response. Let me ask you a question. What have you done about it? What have you done about them trying to attack your buddies? Because if you haven't done anything, let me invite you. There's a great patriot, a great supporter of President Trump called Mike Lindell, and he's a friend of this show. 24 companies are trying to destroy him and boycott his products. Why don't you send them a message right now? Because Mike's a buddy. He's going to let you buy any of his more than 100 U.S.-made products for more than 60% off if you use my name. Do it today. MyPillow.com, promo code Gorka. If you've already got one of his amazing pillows, he's sold 51 million of them. Buy another one. Get one for your granny. Get a pet bed. Get a mattress topper. Get his amazing new towels. Just buy something to send the culture, cancel culture fascists a message. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, mypillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Okay, there's a thing called justthenews.com, created with our great buddy John Solomon's expertise. He has created a new site of reliable news information. He's a regular guest of the show. We decided to showcase some of his new team, starting with his reporter, Daniel Payne. Daniel Payne, are you with us?
I sure am. Good to be here, Seth. Thank you.
All right. So every couple of days, we're going to reach out to John, and he's going to give us some breaking news, some amazing stories, and one of his team members is going to share it with our 3 million listeners. Daniel, what is the story that we must be aware of today that is indicative of cancel culture?
So something that we broke at Just the News this morning was that Amazon recently, at some point in the past 6 months, we don't actually know when because they won't tell us, but they changed their book content moderation policy very subtly but very critically. And now they say that if they deem that a book contains or involves hate speech in some way, then they will not allow it to be sold on their servers. Previously, they took a much lighter touch regulating the books that are sold on their platform. And it looks like now they're positioning themselves to exercise a much heavier hand there.
So I'm curious. I think they probably sell copies of Hitler's Mein Kampf. I'm sure they sell copies of Karl Marx's Das Kapital, both books that resulted in the deaths of tens of millions of human beings. But those aren't the books they're canceling. Is that right, Daniel?
Yeah, those are not the books they're canceling. The one that touched off this investigation was a book called When Harry Became Sally. It's written by a Princeton-educated political philosopher named Ryan Anderson. He's a very smart guy. His book was a critique of the transgender movement. And whatever your thoughts on that, he himself made a very cogent and fair argument. He wasn't, a name-calling book. It wasn't nasty. He drew on science. He drew on data to make his case against what he says is the prevailing orthodoxy of transgenderism. And that book was actually up on Amazon for 3 years since it was released in 2018. When they took it down last week without telling Anderson, without telling him why, but it appears to be related to this new, very broadened definition of what they will actually ban.
So Hitler's okay, Karl Marx is okay, but a book on transgenderism, that is verboten as far as Amazon is concerned. Have you looked into it? Is there any right of repeal if they're not even telling the author when they're banning his book? Is there any recourse for somebody who has been so canceled on Amazon?
Well, they wouldn't tell us why they did it. They won't tell him why they did it. They won't seem to tell anybody why they did it. So it would appear that not only are they not going to tell you when and why they cancel your book, but it seems like they will offer no opportunity to challenge or rectify it at all. So, I mean, you're kind of seeing, for better or for worse, Amazon has amassed this considerable amount of market power over the past 15 or 20 years. And at this point, they clearly feel very comfortable in flexing it in this kind of unilateral way.
Yeah, it is the antithesis of free markets, and it does really display latent totalitarian tendencies. They may not be burning books yet, but they are definitely banning them on the most powerful book provider, not just in America, but in the world. Thank you, Daniel Payne. Check out the rest of the amazing coverage at our friend John Solomon's justthenews.com. Bookmark it today. That is justthenews.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. I should note, because I am now 2 years pain-free from my lower back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. But it's not just me. Listen to Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Just listen to those words. Pain-free. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next Yvonne? Of course you do. Order the 3-week quick start at relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Do it today. You know it makes sense. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
It's a quiz. What's that music? Pump it up. You know what it is if you're a certain vintage. I like that vintage. That's what we're going to call it here on America First. It is, of course, Hercules, the legendary journeys. And why are we playing that? Well, because we have Hercules on the line. Kevin Sorbo, welcome back to America First.
Good to be back, and that's the best theme song ever for a one-hour TV series.
Oh, it's stirring stuff. It's really, it gets your juices flowing, doesn't it?
It does. I feel like doing a labor of some sort.
Get your axe out, chop some wood, or cut off a Gorgon's head, whatever it is that you do out in California. Follow this man, Kay Sorbs, right now. But the only place you can follow him, well, the place you can't follow him is Facebook.
Yep.
Amazon is banning books. We discussed it in the last segment. And now they're going after people who I guess they're afraid of. There's certain bad guys who are afraid of Hercules. So Kevin Sorbo, explain to us, tell us what happened to your personal account on Facebook.
Well, I would love to know, because it started about a year ago when they would, I would post something about, hey, what about this, what people are saying about mask wearing, like these doctors and even Fauci back in last March, and then they start, oh, you can't say that. I go, well, why? And they, well, we'll take you down. So then reluctantly, I would take these stupid, really fun little posts down because, it has facts and truth to it. And they don't like the truth. They hate the truth. So they just all of a sudden took me down. And when I started getting a lot of press on it from people, they went to Fox and said, oh, no, we gave him a warning and gave him 48 hours, but he didn't pay attention to it. No, they didn't. They just took me down. They've been shadow banning me for a year now where they would only let maybe 5,000 to 10,000 people that follow me of the 550,000 people that were following me see each post I put out there.
So how many people did you have following you on Facebook, Kevin?
It was about 550,000 was what we were reaching at. But because they were shadow banned, I mean, it was impossible to get more new people to join over the last year.
And then what happened just from one day to the next? Gone?
Just gone. Just took it right down. And I guess they're fearful of truth. I would post things about, the voter fraud. And obviously it's quite blatant that was going on. And they didn't like those things. They don't like, I don't toe the line. Freedom of speech, as you know, is something that's a one-way street now.
Then what did they say? Did you ask them for any explanation, any justification for why you went from having 500,000 followers to none?
I asked them multiple times. They did not get an answer. Even my son went on, who's a lot more, intelligent with reaching out on the computer than I am, and he couldn't get a response from me either. They just up and just took me down, and their only response they ever gave was to Fox Television. That was it. Otherwise, they never talked to me about it at all. I would just like it back. Look, let me get back on for one week and tell everybody to follow me over at Parler. Follow me over at Clout Hub. Clout Hub is awesome. And follow me over at Free Space. Free Space is another really good one. That's a good one out there. And that's run by Jakob Boyens, who's an awesome guy.
All right. Free Space, Clout Hub, Parler. He's also on Twitter. More than 500,000 followers there at K Sorbs. Kevin, what can we do? What are you doing? Your wife has a brand new book out, superb book called Words for Warriors. What is your advice to those who are just kind of retreating into their shell, getting off social media? That's not the American way. What's your advice to those who think there is something to be fought for here?
Stop contributing to the biggest killer of America, and that's apathy. Get off your butts and get up and go with your free speech. If we don't all get together and band together and do the right thing here, we're going to lose this thing forever. And we're slowly turning into a country that doesn't resemble America at all. Our forefathers would say, wait a minute. They wrote the Constitution to be something that would last forever, not be something to be spit on and rewritten and just make it disappear. You know what the cancel culture is doing? I mean, it's incredible that we're letting this happen to our country. And it's incredible that so many people are afraid to come out of their shells and just go, oh, well, what can I do? Well, get off your butts and start doing something. It takes one person at a time, but we can all do this. We band together.
But when you say apathy is the biggest killer, I completely agree. You're in a unique position. You're an actor, director, filmmaker, together with your wife. You're an amazing, amazing team producing content. But when it comes to those who don't have your platform, what's your message to them? What can they do, Kevin?
Well, I don't care if you got 5 followers or 100 followers. You can still go out there and post things. I mean, I just gave them great places to go to that freedom of speech is still there. And these are sites that can't be taken down. They took Parler down, but Parler's back out very strong right now. And I think I've built up about 150,000 followers on that in about 2 weeks. So people are moving over there, and I hope they keep going that way. Look, I keep trying to do movies that have a good message. I do movies with a positive message about hope, faith, love, redemption, laughter. I'm here to battle the culture that Hollywood's putting out there. As our dear friend Andrew Breitbart said, politics runs downstream of culture. Who runs the culture? Hollywood does. And Disney You know, Walt Disney even said back in the 50s that TV and movies will influence the teens and young people. And sure, look at the results of what's going on with the violence and things we have on television and movies right now. It's being played out in our streets day in and day out.
And you're going to be this weekend or this week at CPAC, is that correct?
I will definitely be at CPAC. And I'm speaking on Saturday afternoon. I've got a new movie out, a new documentary that came out earlier, but now it's coming out in streaming and DVDs. And it's called Climate Hustle 2. So please go to climatehustle2movie.com, check it out. And it's one more way I can endear myself to the green elite of Hollywood as they zip around in their private. I'm flying coach on Southwest.
Well, he doesn't suffer from apathy. He's doing his, 12 tasks in there forever, forever there, because we have a nation to save. It's Climate Hustle Movie 2. Is that right? Climate Hustle?
We'll be there doing signings of the DVD. I'm doing speaking on it as well. The producers will also be there. And I also want people to go to SorboFamilyFilmStudios.com. That's SorboFamilyFilmStudios.com. Sign up. Donate. We're going to keep making these movies, guys. I do small independent movies. I don't do these $300 million visual effects movies. I do movies with real people in real situations, and I hope people will sign up.
Well, I've got something to watch tonight. Thank you, Kevin. Follow him on all the decent First Amendment platforms. He's Kevin Sorbo. God bless you. Keep doing what you do, and the best to your bride. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Your call's next on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. You can text us at 703-869-1262 on our Patriot Mobile .com text line. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Just listen to Debrin from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Wow. That could be you. Find out today by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or by calling 800-500-8384. That number again, 800-500-8384. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. Like it works for me, Debrin, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Do it today. You know it makes sense. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
First of all, June's when we want to hit 5 million New Yorkers fully vaccinated. And June is the earliest we would even consider changing guidance around masks. And it may be that we continue that guidance for quite a while, depending on what's going on. We're very concerned about the variants, for example. That's a big X factor. But I think a good way for New Yorkers to think about now is for the first half of this year, from now through June, keep doing exactly what you're doing. Not just wear a mask, wear two.
Not just one mask. Wilhelm von de Blasio has said, until June, keep doing what you do in New York, which means just treat it like a ghost town. Get out of there. And if you're left there, put 48 masks on. Which is worse, Cuomo or de Blasio? I think we've taken the vote. I think de Blasio is just as repugnant, but the body count is lower. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Bill in Los Angeles on Cancel Culture, line 3. Bill,
I'm here.
Yes,
sorry.
Carry on.
I'm good. Thanks for letting me get in on conversation. Hey, I know Kevin. I knew him 32 years ago. Played with him before, basketball with him before he was Hercules. He's a great guy.
He is a great guy. All right. Is that why you called, Bill? Is that why you called?
No, sir. It was just fate, kismet. I called because I was asking the screener, what is the difference between the guy in Colorado that didn't want to serve cakes for gender reveal parties and use his artistic abilities for gender reveals or whatever, and then Amazon's choice not to sell this book. I'm in complete agreement with you, but I've seen on Twitter some people throwing this about, and I just wanted to get your thoughts.
Well, is it if they explained it in those terms that it goes against their religious freedom of conscience, but they don't. There's no justification and there's no appeal. So I think the analogy breaks down at that point. Either you're selling books or you're not selling books. And if you're going to sell Hitler and Marx, come on, guys, this isn't done in good faith. We've got a minute left. We've got a good buddy on the line. Let's squeeze in Brent, also from Los Angeles. Welcome, Brent. You've got to get to the point. Share your wisdom.
Yes, divine dittos, dear Gorka.
Divine dittos. Love that. God bless you, Rush.
Yes. In addition to Kevin Sorbo's work, I wanted to say that to assist our goal in rebuilding the right, we must remind America what is morally and ethically right. And paradoxically, Hollywood and television from a half century ago can be used as an amazing ally.
Yes.
And there are a couple of movies I just wanted to mention and a TV show that I think are so important. The first is The Gallant Hours with James Cagney.
Okay.
It's from 1960.
Next one. We're almost out of time. The Gallant Hours. Next.
Yeah, The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance.
Oh, yes, massively good movie. Last one.
And Have Gun, Will Travel is an amazing series.
All right, we love it. We have to go back to that age when Hollywood wasn't pumping out propaganda, but was creating great movies, great stories with amazing American values. God bless you, Brent. We will be back with Larry Elder and Dinesh D'Souza.